hiding place, by R.D. Hampton. The first time recorded in the Bible that anyone hid from God, began Stacy Watson, was in Gen 3. It was Adam and Eve. God called to them, even though he knew where they were. He wanted them to know where they were. Sin will always cause a person to hide. When a minister comes to your house and you have something you're not supposed to have, you hide it. If you have to hide it, it's not so good. Jonah thought he could run and hide from God. God told him to go to Nineveh and tell them what I say. V3 says, but Jonah, was he submissive, willing? We know the story. He was headed to Tarshish, and there was a terrible storm. Jonah was thrown overboard and it stopped the fish. The Bible does not say it was a whale swallowed him, and he was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights. He prayed. God had to pursue Jonah. Be obedient even in the small things. In 1 Kings 18 and 19 we see another man who hid. Elijah, however, hid from the enemy. You can hide in God, but you can't hide from God. In chapter 18, God told Elijah to go on back. He did, and he beat all the prophets of Baal. Then, in chapter 19, he was out there and he just wanted to die, to give up. Isn't that the way we get? He ate the angel food and went back to sleep. He must have been very tired. Don't you ever just get tired? God said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Have you ever just been hiding? There was a great earthquake, a wind so strong that it broke off rock, and there was a fire, but God was not in any of those. Instead, he was in a still, small voice. If we could just get in his presence and hear that still, small voice. This is where Elijah began to complain. Oh, I am the only one left. He was having a pity party. If Elijah would have said this to one of we ladies, we probably would have been sympathetic. But God did not respond that way. God responds much better to faith than to whining. God began to instruct him. He told him to appoint Elisha, and oh, by the way, I've got 7,000 that have not bowed the knee before Baal. That was the only one of the complaints God addressed. PS 91:1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty El Shaddai. I began thinking about hiding in God. There can be no shadow unless someone is there. In Luke 8:43 there is the woman with the issue of blood, who had it for 12 years. She thought, if I could just get to him, to touch the hem of his garment, I would be healed. She was unclean according to Jewish law. She had an issue of blood. She was not supposed to be around anyone, let alone a holy man. But she sneaked through the crowd, through the religion, and touched him, and when she did, he said, who touched me? His disciples said, what do you mean, they are all touching you? He said, I felt virtue go out of me. He wanted to acknowledge her, so he called her daughter. We don't know the author of Psalms 91. It could have been Moses. It could have been David. It could have been Asaph or one of his sons. The Israelites wandered 40 years in the wilderness with God as their protector. Some died because of unbelief, but we are gonna make it. In Psalms 91:1, that word abide means, among other things, to marry, set up housekeeping, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Ms. Watson's sermon was followed by an announcement by Rick Hampton regarding the First Amendment problems in Jackson County, then prayer over people who requested it.